Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, little Robert Cray, bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members, the blog. Our newsletter is there. Please don't forget to subscribe to that. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We're about to celebrate the 11th anniversary of the newsletter. The same week we'll celebrate our 13th anniversary of the show, which is in just about a month. And looking forward to that milestone. Those two milestones, I should say. Having a great visit with our new friend Stephen Schussler. Steve is the author of It's a Jungle in There. He's one of the great restaurant entrepreneurs. He's the guy who created the Rainforest Cafe, which I realized after I was reminded by part of my team here that I actually have been in a Rainforest Cafe. I thought I had been, Steve. I thought I remembered that, but it was I have been in one of yours. It was a lot of fun. I remember that. So congratulations on that success. But you've already moved on to other things. And you're working on the T-Rex Cafe, right?
Yes, we opened up two of them. We opened up one in Kansas City, Kansas at the Legends, and we opened up one at Disney World in Orlando, downtown Disney.
Wow. And that's a good example of the product, isn't it? Because that's one of your P's. You got personality, persistence, product, people, and philanthropy. That product is important, and you spent a lot of time and money developing that product, didn't you?
Oh, we sure do. Product's really important because when people are waiting to get into your restaurant, especially in high tourism trafficked areas, you want to give them an opportunity to spend their money. They usually have disposable income in their pockets, and they're looking in tourist areas to spend money. So we give them product that relates to the concept. In an area of T-Rex, for example, a prehistoric family adventure, a wild place to eat, shop, explore, and discover. We have all kinds of interactive educational items that teach people about dinosaurs and about meteorites and all the things
right. That
were related to that time.
Well, and you know, the thing is what you're doing is you're adding theater to food.
That's right.
And this is something that a little small business cafe in Flyover America, they could do the same thing. I've seen this happen. There's a little Italian place in my hometown that where the people, they do things there that draw their customers into the actual preparation of the food.
Well, I like to say that people come once for the wow factor, but they come back for quality food and service, and Landry's
right. Does
a fantastic job at providing that in our restaurants.
Yeah. They're the folks, and you're gonna come back another day, and we're gonna talk about that, about how you've recognized what you do well, and you let other people do what they do well. But let's talk about persistence. We did talk about persistence. Talk to us about people. Why is that one of the P's in entrepreneurship success?
Well, very simple. Without getting to know people. And making people feel special, and having trust in your transactions, and without gathering a network of people, you really don't have much. I mean, it takes people to make everything happen. You're in a people business, so it's very, very important that you learn very, very carefully and quickly in life not to burn bridges, how to treat people. How to create positive press, and how to manage perception for maximum input. And these are all things that you learn from being an entrepreneur. And, because you have passion as being an entrepreneur, you could make a lot of mistakes. So it's important that you don't have so much passion that you ruin the relationships that you have with people.
Right. Well, and of course, as a business owner, you can't leverage your dream all by yourself.
No, and you know, one of the most important things I talk about in the book is also giving back. The importance of philanthropy is just as important. But you also have to help others achieve their goals. And I talk about that as well. You know, people call me all the time asking for advice. You need to make time for those people. It's important. it's really important that you give back.
Well, someone helped you along the way, and it's just a matter of returning that, isn't it?
That's what the world's about.
Whenever I help someone and they say thank you, I say, you know what, don't thank me. If you want to thank me, do what I just did for you. Do that for somebody else when you can.
There's no question about that.
But let's talk about philanthropy.
Well, philanthropy is probably the most important out of the piece. We give 100% of the author's proceeds to Smile Network International to fix cleft palates and cleft lips in third world
thank
countries.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Steve, I was born with a cleft palate.
Oh, my God. Fantastic.
My parents saw the importance of getting that fixed, and I was one of the first. I won't go into all the details, but my palate was repaired when I was 1 year old, 1 year old.
Wow!
And so that hits me right between.
And look at you now. You're a great radio personality. You've been doing it for years. Look at the success you've made out of yourself.
All because of that. Thank you for your commitment to that network. By the way, Rotary International does a lot of great work in that area as well. But it's important to give back in that way too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the most important. I get more out of giving back than I get.
Yeah,
and it's the most important thing that you can do.
And it's the kind of thing that people who have been successful, people have been fortunate in the marketplace. It's the way we justify what we've accomplished. I think
that's right.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
I would love to come back. I'd love to spend a lot of time with you.
We're going to get you back again. The book is called It's a Jungle in There, Stephen Schussler. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. Cause this land's the place
I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.